Flush the lot of them down the loo.
After 3 days of that, Dad told Elmo to get lost.
All right, said Elmo, I will.
And the next thing we knew, he was gone. Chapter 2. The Rusty Key. We looked all over the house and garden for Elmo. We even drove to our old house in case he'd gone back there, but he hadn't. We started to get really worried then, and Mum rang the police. While we were waiting for the police to come, I had an idea. There was still no one in the jungle house next door. I went out into our garden and climbed over the wall. The grass in the jungle garden was long and swishy, not like the short, neat grass in our garden. I stood still and listened. There was a sound from inside one of the bushes, and out jumped Panther. He went over to a tall, thick tree, and I followed him. The tree looked very old, and there was a big hole in the trunk like a door. I looked inside. There in the tree, curled up and fast asleep, was Elmo. After that, we went to play in the garden of the jungle house every day. Sometimes Panther came with us. He chased insects and leaves. We pretended he was a real